when I did my very first experiment, which was with Fritz Albert Popp, he said, well, we're going to do this with algae. And I was really depressed about this. I was really deflated because, you know, I want to save people from burning buildings.
Well, I hear you, but it's fine. What was the idea with the algae?
Okay, well, the algae, the reason he started with algae was that he said, he started with single-celled organisms, and he said any change could be measured. And what he wanted to look at was, Popp is the person who's discovered and who's credited with discovering the fact that tiny particles of light come out of all living things. You know, that all living things send out a tiny little current of light. It's called biophoton emissions. And he wanted to see whether or not this intention could affect that light, because that's a really subtle measurement, much more than, you know, some other change in the body or among a living thing.
Mm-hmm.
So in our first experiment, I got together, this was just a pilot experiment, I got 16 experienced meditators sitting in London, where I am, and Popp's laboratory is in Germany, and he had two kinds of algae there, and then we decided to have two more targets so we could just test this. So he got a plant, a jade plant, and he also got a person, and we decided we were going to stress all four targets, because when you do something, when you stress something, their light emissions actually go up, and we wanted to see if we could lower them, you know, heal them, basically. So we put a pin through one of the leaves. We put vinegar in the medium of the two algae, and with a woman, we gave her 3 cups of coffee. And so they were all very stressed, and we sat them in situations where he's got a lot of equipment that can count the photon by photon coming out of these living things.
All right.
And we had the meditators send intention in a zigzag effect, you know, 10 minutes on, 10 minutes off. And the scientists did not know when we were sending intention. It was over a 6-hour period. We sent intention 2 of those 6 hours.
Now, again, let me understand. The algae, the person, they were all stressed in one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
And so they gave off more of this measurable light.
Exactly.
Okay.
And our intention was to lower it, to lower it.
In other words, to calm the plants or people.
Exactly. Now, I have to say, Popp was very, very, very skeptical that this was going to work. He kept saying, you know, listen, Lynn, this is a little bit strange. And so we did our intention, and as I say, they didn't know when we were sending it. And afterward, when he did all his calculations, and remember, his equipment can count it photon by photon, he found that there was a significant effect on all four targets. And he was blown away. And in fact, one of his scientists who's been studying the effect of a healer in a room doing healing found that it was a very similar effect in what happened to the light, that the light had changed in all of these living things very similarly to the light, the kind of change that occurs when a healer is sending healing.
Okay, may I ask how much change there was, and did it in fact coincide with your random 10-minute intervals?
Yes. It completely, what he was looking for was what was happening in the heal, let's say when we were running energy, let's call it that. When we were running energy or sending healing on those 10-minute intervals, there was a definite change from the times we were not sending intention. And that's what he was looking at. He was comparing the two. And he found that when he, you know, scientists do all sorts of statistical analysis, and they look at bell curves and all sorts of things. And he found that there were real differences in the bell curves when we were sending intentions versus when we were not sending intention.
Wow. How long a period, how many 10-minute segments did you do?
We did, I think, 9 of them.
9?
Yeah. We had to take half-hour breaks because of his equipment. So from the half an hour to the hour, we were never sending intention. We were always sending it over the half hour to the hour to the half hour. So within that 6-hour period, we sent it 4 times. Actually, it was 2 on, 1 off within each half hour period.
Right.
So I guess that's 6. We did 6.
Yeah, and then when you went back, you matched them up precisely, and Did he give you any concept of how much change he was able to measure?
What he found, what he said was there was a significant difference and that there was a change in the light. It's not like there were more photons or there were fewer photons. The change was different from what occurred, significantly different from what occurs normally, you know, with something that is stressed and when it and how it calms down. It had changed and I guess it was quicker. He also said that there was a difference in the quality of the light. When you mapped it on his sort of statistical analysis, something had altered, and as I say, it's hard to explain this for a layperson. It's what they call the skewness of the data. The bell curves had shifted significantly, and there were differences in the way it was being sent, so that he saw that the light had changed significantly, that there was something different in the kinds, in the number, and in the kind of light, basically. And as I say, what was very interesting to the scientists is that it was absolutely similar to the kinds of changes they had witnessed when they were measuring light coming from a healer to a patient, and that in the same room.
Okay, that's pretty remarkable.
It was pretty remarkable when you think about, you know, we were 300 miles away.